effort to protect the silent seekers. And the answer to this is to stack people in all type of facilities, have them sitting on the street begging with kids all day. I mean, you could not believe what the city is going through.
I haven't been to Chicago in a long time, but I have been to San Francisco. It looks like a bomb went off in it. I know people that live there. They say it is hell. And notice when Xi Jinping came, the governor laughed and said, yeah, we cleaned it up for him, but not for you. And he started laughing about it.
And it's real. And it's real. And I know what you're talking about, San Francisco, because didn't you hear me say that I moved to California after I graduated from college? So I was in California from 1985. See, yeah, this guy. From 1985 until 2019. And when you see the difference in California, when you see how San Francisco just got ran down by way of what? The Democratic Party, Governor Newsom, being super liberal like this, how a beautiful city like San Francisco could end up with homelessness like you can't believe. And next thing you know, Los Angeles is like that too. You can't believe it. Homelessness.
Well, when you see what's happening to Trump and everything else, what do you think is going to happen in 14 days of this election?
Trump going to win. That's what's going to happen in the next 14 days. Trump is going to win. America will have an opportunity to find itself again. America will have an opportunity to take some of this radicalness and far left thinking that has blurred every single line in society as we know it, that has completely just from the inside out, we've seen America just go into moral decay. You know, this is insane. So in the next 15 days, that's what's going to happen. Trump is going to get back in office because like the previous caller that was on the line before you brought me on. People understand that now we have to be brave. We have to stand up for our country. This is our country.
Well, I tell you,
we have to stand up for it. And so we need Trump in office. He's going to get in office. And like this one YouTuber says, I think he goes by OK Ricky. And his slogan is too big to rig. Yeah, this election is going to be too big to rig because the landslide is going to be that big because the Democratic Party has shown their complete hand. They showed their complete hand. And the icing on the cake was that last interview with Kamala Harris, with that Fox interview, with that Brent, I forget his last name, but you know what I'm talking about.
Brett Baer.
And she made it real clear that she's not a commander in chief. She made it real clear that she cannot survive a seat around the United Nations and be taken seriously. She made it real clear that the only thing we have to look forward to is further decay in the next 4 years of her and this Timothy Walz getting into office. That's what's getting ready to happen. It's about to be too big to rig. Too big to rig. Trump is soon to get in office. Trump 2024.
I totally agree, Jessica Jackson. That's why they tried to kill him twice. And all the numbers show he's surging. If you put that poly market poll back up there that indexes it all in the betting markets, he is growing every day. That's why they tried to kill him twice. Not to get negative here, but barring them killing him, he's going to get back in. Then they're going to hand him the mess. I hope people understand that it's not going to be easy, but at least we'll have a chance to find ourselves. Perfect way you just said it. But let me ask you a question. What do you think would have happened if they would have killed him in Butler, Pennsylvania, or down there at his golf course?
Well, you don't want to think about it, and you don't want to take the passing of anyone lightly, you know? And we've seen in this country the assassination attempts on presidents when they try to stand for certain things. So the fact that that would happen to Donald Trump, that's horrible. It's horrible. In fact, let me just say this. What I'm seeing happen to Donald Trump, and believe you me, I'm not, you know, caping for him and all this and that. We're just talking about what's right and what's wrong. And as a person that's 62 years old, growing up in a quote unquote era of Donald Trump and knowing how in the past everybody liked Donald Trump. He wasn't known for being no racist and all this, that, and the third. No, he wasn't. All of us loved The Apprentice. All that's why the rappers and stuff had him in their songs. And you see clips with him and Whoopi Goldberg laughing and talking with each other, him and Oprah Winfrey, him and Al Sharpton and him. And to see these people turn around and flip on him like this, that's cold-blooded. And I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Because betrayal is a cold-blooded thing. And to see the Democratic Party do that, and that's what I want people to pay attention to. Look at how the Democratic Party moved. Look how they did Joe Biden. And just slid Carmela in here like this. She didn't even win the primary. She was already the most unrated, lowest rated AP, vice president. And now she's the nominee. And just like this clip, lying about she worked at McDonald's, lying about she black, lying about she did collard greens, lying in the tub, lying about she banned fracking, lying about now she's not for fracking, lying about that she didn't vote for tax cuts, lying about now she won't no tax on tips, lying about, like they say, she's a chameleon. And one thing you can say about Donald Trump, he's been consistent. Over the years, he's been consistent. And he has already proven that his goal is to serve the American people. He's already proven that. Even when we talk about immigration, that interview he just did here in Chicago last week at the Economical Club of Chicago. And even when he talks about immigration, you know, like I know, Donald Trump is rich. He ain't dealing with no illegal immigrants right there up on him. But he cares enough about the people of America that do have to deal with that, as opposed to Oprah Winfrey and Michelle Obama and them and Carmella and them sitting up here trying to make like all this immigration is okay, but they don't have it nowhere around them. When they came to Martha's Vineyard, they got them up from around them, and they're going to come to the DNC talking about they giving us joy. Are you kidding me? That's why Donald Trump is the people's president, even though when the Republican Party didn't want him. Not really, but the people wanted him. I want him in office. I want him in office. Why? Because it is true, a lot of the stuff that he's saying, even outside of what's happening with immigration. The stuff that he's saying about these courts and the judicial system, I'm experiencing that here, right here in Chicago, with my case and a corrupt Cook County system. So yeah, I want to give my case, my documents to Donald Trump. Because he knows that the judicial system is crooked. He's experiencing it. He knows that the Democratic Party will come for you. He's experiencing it. And I want to give my stuff to him so that he can help me just like he did that First Step Act to help those inmates. Just like he did that thing with handcuffs to help Angela Staten King for women that's in prison and having to be forced to have babies in jail. He's the people's president. Let's go, Donald Trump. We're going to flip Chicago red. We're going to get him some representation here. People in Chicago, it's enough of us that support him.
Stay there, Jessica Jackson. Don't hang up. We love you. Wow.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Most people that research supplements and that are into health know